The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on the first day of May. Hooray, hooray for the
May first day of May. Yes.
Outdoor drinking starts today. used to say that in college. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
It's Maypole Day. When I first moved up in this area.
Maypole Day.
Yeah. And, you know, I was up in Trinity Alps one day in on May 1st, and they literally had, like, you know, a fairy camp, it felt like. You know, we had the
they call that West Hollywood now.
Yeah. and they had, we had little flowers in our hair, and it took great big, whatever they were. I don't know if they were banners or whatever, and you went around the maypole. Like a pole, like a big totem pole.
A lot of times there's like ropes on them and you run around hanging on to them.
And yeah, and so that was a celebration and people were drumming and it was very like fairy tribal.
Very tribal. Pagan.
Fairy tribal.
You pagan.
Well, I was trying to open my eyes about how other people live and, do things.
This is up in Weaverville.
Yeah, it was up in the Trinity Alps someplace.
Someplace up there. Today, it's 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you at top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alex is here making his, making good pithy comments, as we say. Pithy. They're pithy.
Couldn't help myself. Sorry, guys.
No. Keep it up. We may need help today.
Yeah. I don't think.
Depends on who shows up. I looked at my calendar and I went, oh. Heather Hedwick's supposed to be on, but I did not. I sent an email out and, to her people, mind her. And then I'm checking my emails today, and I kind of going down there, and looks like that one wasn't delivered. So maybe, who knows? Maybe, but we'll see.
Well, I think that if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe I'll text her. I think I have her phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you want to hear about the weather? Mostly sunny today with a high of 84. Overnight.
Okay, that's all I wanted to hear, though. One day.
Overnight lows of 59. That's today.
Wait a minute. 84 today?
84. Mostly sunny. Okay. About 5 miles per hour wind. Not a big deal. You don't want to hear about the weekend forecast?
Yeah, I do. I do want to hear.
Too bad. Other people may.
Oh, okay.
So Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high of 80. Saturday night, 56. It's not always your way, Carl. Sunday, showers with temperatures around 74. Sunday night.
Not always my way. I'd settle 10% maybe.
Stop. Sunday night, showers likely than chance of rain. And now Monday and Tuesday. Monday's chance of rain was 67. So we got a big jump here from 84 to 67 on Monday. So have your umbrellas handy once again. And I always say this, put your plants outside because, there could be a thunderstorm on Sunday night before 8 p.m. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson, the Kinney family, three generations strong, 365-3793, always giving you veteran and senior discounts. Speaking of veterans, you are going to be speaking in uniform at the Grove. I've been telling.
May 30th.
Yes.
Which is end of the month.
A girl in my Pilates
Memorial
class.
Memorial Day.
A girl in my Pilates class that I've been taking Pilates with her for what, like a year and a half now?
Yeah.
She's this beautiful, so nice. She's a former Marine. And I said, you've got to come to this event. I want you to meet my husband. She's never been to the Marine Corps ball here.
All Marine women are beautiful.
I'm just telling you.
No, I'm just
it
telling
shocked
you.
Me. I was,
it
I don't
shocked
know why,
you?
I don't know why.
Why?
I don't because, it was, and here my other girlfriend said, Semper Fi. I go, honey, it's not Semper Fi, it's Semper Fi. But people don't know.
They don't know, but they're trying.
But they're. Yeah. But my girlfriend was saying, you have to, and she's been there, but, I don't. I have a certain.
She wasn't
group.
Doing the knife hand when she was
no,
talking
she was
to
so,
you.
She's really. She did intelligence work, so I want you to meet her.
Okay.
You have some of the history of some of the same places. But she's a former Marine, and she's living here in Reading. She's only been here, I think, 3 or 4 years. But she's not been to the Marine Corps Ball, so I want to plug her into the veteran community. I said, please come to the Grove. Carl speaking. It's going to be at 11 o'clock, right?
11 o'clock.
Right. And then you can see a bunch of other veterans. So we're encouraging, you know, we have some of these mainstay veterans that are all great, but they're aging out, meaning, well, you never age out. But, I mean, to bring in the younger ones that have come back, please come to these events because there's people like this gal who would like to know more about, you know, connect with the veterans
in the
community.
What's going on in the veteran community.
Right.
No, and that's true. The you see it in some of the organizations. The men and women in it are, you know, they are aging. You know, they're look at the Korean. Look at the Korean veterans, Dick and
my dad.
Well, yeah, and
Frank Rose.
Frank Rose. And the thanks. I kept wanting to say Pete Rose, and I knew that was wrong. I just knew wrong. You know, Frank and Dick, I mean, they're both in their 90s. And so this is happening. So, you know, for our Shasta Marines and friends, we've got younger guys and women. So, and we're always looking for new members anyway. So, you know, to come in and so that we can keep this thing going, you know, the Marine Corps Ball, Marine Corps Birthday, getting up our Marine Corps monument. We've got the rock that we're going to put out there. We just need to, you know, apply ourselves to it and get it into the ground, or get it mounted so it can be standing out there.
Last night, and those of listening can go back into our archives. Last night at 6 o'clock on my show, North State Now. And I will be doing a rerun on that on the first of the month on Thursday night. We had Lindsay Myers and Lorenda Willard, who both from Turtle Bay. We were raving, and we're probably going to give some tickets away on the air today. Garden of Lights, excuse me.
Glowing Wild.
The Glowing Wild opens tonight. And I said last night, I mean, both of us, just it just gets better. You can't even believe the animatronics, the dinosaurs. I mean, we are going to go again. My parents are coming into town. My 93-year-old mom, my 95-year-old dad are coming into town next weekend. And the paths are of a way that, you know, they're steady and they're straight. So you could, if you've got a stroller or you've got a wheelchair or you have a walker or a cane, you know, there's accessibility. So anyway, we're going to take them to this. It's just, it is amazing. It's beautifully done. If it gets any better, I have no idea. So that was happening, and we had them on. But I wanted to go here about, we were talking about veterans and patriotism. So last night, the four singers who won the National Anthem Contest for the rodeo, we interviewed, and Scott Lewis was with me, and he's just wonderful from Placer Title. But Scott's also a singer, so he was on the panel as we had 31 people audition in April. So these four, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of rodeo, came on and we interviewed each one of them about what was it like and what, and they all talked about something that I thought was very interesting, especially three of the women. I think Nick Meyer will be the first Wednesday night. He's going to be our national anthem singer. But the three women all talked about patriotism, what they could do, how they loved rodeo. And the Saturday night, all of her family was military. She was raised to respect the flag. They've all been involved with rodeo, loved rodeo. But something that they said that really struck me as I was putting my makeup on this morning, Carl, was that they talked about their fathers instilled a steadfastness. I'm putting a word in their mouth, but how their fathers were instrumental in shaping their lives. And I thought that was beautifully done because we were talking about presence when you come in, you audition. You know, as soon as you walk through the door, you're already being auditioned. You know, how you carry yourself, what you say, how you present yourself. And we were each one of those, there's like a, you were there, so there's like a litany of what you judge on. And so we were talking about that, and they said, yeah, my father helped me with that from a very young age. and my family's the most important thing to me. And the, you know, just so I just felt it was just a sense of pride that all these people were in their 20s. Okay. They are in their 20s. So there you go. We could sit there and say, oh, that generation. Well, this generation, when you go to the rodeo, they really know what it's about to respect our country, whatever, however you feel about it, respect the flag, respect those who served, respect the moment of what it is.
Well, this is
the way of singing the national anthem in front of 8,000 people and having it, you know, and having it televised.
Well, you know, the thing is this is Northern California. And you're going to see that. But people, you can't forget, my friends, that there's many, many millions of people that feel like we do, that they love this country, that they're proud of this country. I mean, a lot of times all we hear is, you know, nya, 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 that kind of stuff. But there's millions and millions of people that love this country, respect this country, would fight for this country. Unfortunately, they don't get the attention they should. So, all right, let's take our first break, and we will be right back.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com, paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th. Drift Away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock. Spiked with a splash of hip-hop. Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees. Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters. Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com. Your adventure begins here. Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RiddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RiddingRodeo.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
catchy song. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, when we start our live times at 6 in the morning with Sue McLean and News with Sue, is we always play the national anthem when we start off.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because somebody asked me, and they said, well, why don't you do that? I said, we do. And they quickly turned away, dropped their head, tears coming down their face.
That was Whitney Houston from 1991.
Okay. Now, let me tell you where I was. That was at the Super Bowl, right? Let me tell you where I was in 1991 when she sang that. I was in Desert Storm, and the war had started, and the air war had started. And we had the opportunity because they beamed in the game to listen to that. And it has to be one of the most incredible performances. And tell me, Linda, that when Whitney Houston did the national anthem.
We talked about that last night.
Yeah. Probably one of the most incredible performances of the national anthem.
Well, I think what happened is it was like when Michael Jackson hit the world.
No,
because it blew. Okay, it's a comparison or analogy. She blew people's minds. Because it was unlike anything anybody had heard. It was like jolting. It jolted people. And what did you say last night?
It was a number one selling single in America in 1991. That's amazing.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so that's but jolting people.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. We knew that within 2 weeks, we were getting ready to launch our attacks into, you know, God knows what at that point. But it was so meaningful back then.
It was, well, it's still meaningful.
And let me tell you, there was another one. General Boomer came out to where we were. We were up, way up in advance. And we were all armed up, gunned up, everything. And he came up to talk to us. And he brought a member of the band who sang Proud to Be American a cappella. And we're all there. I mean, people got loading magazines, you know, you're thinking about where, you know, what was going to be happening the next day. And but General Boomer came up to talk to us because he knew where we were going. And the and I'm sure he went around to all the other units too, but it was I didn't realize how that song hit me till I was back, and had been back from the war for about 3 or 4 months, and I'm driving down the road and it comes on the radio, and I had to pull off the road because it just brought back all of that at one time, and I thought, oh, I did not realize, you know, the impact that it had on me, or you know, who knows how many others. When there was a number of us there, all getting ready to do this this chore for America.
Well, the national anthem has been around for, you know, how many years. I'm going to do a little history on the
Francis Scott Keyes,
the writing of it, etc. And you've always heard it in the prior had been mostly kind of operatic. And then Whitney Houston, that's what I'm saying. It just blew first of all, she was a pop star at that point, but that catapulted her to take that and the passion and the presence of her in that moment with those beautiful teeth and her eye. She was just, it's like an angel was glistening, and what came out of her was just this amazing. You know, I always feel like, you know, she was so connected. She was connected to the highest part of, you know, whatever you want to call that when you connect.
She was on that day. It couldn't have been any more
pure
than there. Okay. Thoughts Pure is
Oh boy.
The Civic Auditorium's funding runs out next month.
Uh-oh.
They've been getting about 114,000, 120,000 a month, to keep it open. And as, Advanced Reading has put, told them months ago, hey, we can't keep it open past January. Mm. So the, city council voted to take, $464,000 from the, Stillwater Business Park land sale, which is said, you know, it's 2 to 3 million. So they took $464,000 to keep the doors open, four equal monthly payments, started in March, goes March, April, May, and June, and it ends in June. So they're trying to find a long-term solution right now. They're going to put out, a request for proposals for a new operator. And, the, Advanced Reading is going to give a financial update on May 19th meeting. And, so it's, Advanced Reading expect to be one of the entities to submit an RFP. And the idea behind it is that there's going to be other people putting in a request for proposal how they can run the Civic and keep the, and keep it open and make a profit. Well, we're going to have to see.
Well, but I think it's fair to do that.
Yeah. Well, no, we have to do
that. We have to figure out.
We've, you know, we need a Civic.
A larger venue. As
we
yes.
need a venue.
We have a phone call. Let's go to Richard. Good morning. What's on your
good morning,
mind?
Richard.
Hey, good morning. Speaking of the national anthem, do you remember in the 90s when Roseanne Barr did it at the World Series?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was...
How horrible. Yeah, she grabbed a part of her body. She spat on the ground. I mean, oh, my gosh. Hey, but you know what? If you listen to Roseanne Barr today, she's making the rounds on alternative media. She is very conservative. How interesting is that?
Well... When she made that one statement, and I don't know how many years ago it was, over a decade, I think, and she got canceled off her show. And, as people, you know, we were going through all this heavy cancel culture, that, she got canceled off her show, and I think she realized that there is a First Amendment, there is a Second Amendment, there's a Third Amendment, it's, you know, all these amendments there. And how your life can change overnight, really, because of something you say. Or something you
hey,
share.
Last thing. Absolutely, yeah. Last thing before I got to go to work and pay my taxes. Remember the cliche. Yeah, if you're young and a Republican, you have no heart. If you're old and a Democrat, you have no brain. Everybody have a good weekend.
Oh my God!
Well, no, as Winston Churchill said, everybody should be a liberal to about the age 30, and then you should. And then everybody should be a liberal to age 30. And maybe it's even younger than that. And then you go conservative because, you know, you should be, you know, you're thinking all these things, but then reality should be sitting in about then about jobs and all that. And we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. Anyway, so, we'll see how many people want to take on the Civic. They've, you know, Advanced Reading, of course, is still booking shows, and they said the John Party outdoor concert that I've heard a lot about, they said it was the largest, it was a huge success, the highest attended concert over at the event center. The ones they have coming up are Jim Gaffigan, the Gypsy Kings.
Love them, love Gypsy
Kings. Earth, Wind,
Kings.
And Fire, Chicago.
Are these like the Chicago or are these tributes?
No, this is
Chicago. Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
Jeez. That's a nice lineup.
I don't know who Neil Giraldo is. Of course, I didn't know who John Party was either. We're going to take a quick break.
But a lot of people did.
And let me get a couple of things that are going on. Reading Rodeo still has some tickets available, people, and it's here, 12 days away. And Friday and Saturday are sold out. Thursday is almost sold out. Wednesday is getting there. And so you can still get some tickets for Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is a great night, frankly. I really enjoy that night because it's a Native American appreciation night and the dancers come out and will put on a brief show. It's not a long show because it's during the rodeo, but it's a really good show with lots of dancers and, showmanship and their regalia and everything. So, go to RedingRodeo.com, and you can get your tickets here. Don't go other places. They're going to charge you three, four, five times as much for these tickets for Wednesday and Thursday night.
All right, Nick Giraldo, Neil Giraldo, real fast. Pat Benatar and he are together. He is her husband, but he's her musical partner.
Oh, okay.
He wrote a lot of the stuff that they've done together since 1979. So he is, it's Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo together.
Okay.
All right.
And on May 30th, and what you were talking about, on May 30th, the 33rd Annual Memorial Service for Memorial Day is going to be down at the Civic Auditorium in the Veterans Memorial Grove. And all veterans, family, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited to attend. And if you want to lay a wreath, you're more than welcome to, in honor of our fallen comrades. To lay a wreath, please call 530-357-3380. It starts at 11 o'clock straight up. And so get there early. There's going to be shade and, you know, tents out there and places to sit and a complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony. From the Rotary Club, one of the Rotary Clubs. So try and take, it's going to be Saturday. So 11 a.m. and we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Check out those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls to say liars. Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back. Yeah. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach.
Kind of cool. Kind of
this
impressive.
This portion of the show brought to you, what?
It's impressive when you think that somebody's been around
Pat Benatar
all those years and has kept her voice. She's opera trained. Yeah. So she knows how to take care of her instrument.
Hit me
so.
With your best shot.
So many hits.
What was there was another movie that was in. And it's been in many movies, you know, that kind of thing. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair for the best call worst.
Yes.
That's right. The Windshield Whisperer, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been doing this for over a quarter of a century. There's nothing about repairing windshields that Jeff Wurst doesn't know. And he went through the schools and then as now he's been doing this so successfully for so many years. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it and he guarantees it for the life of your windshield. Don't take chances. Don't go out there on the road and think, oh, this will be okay. And then it cracks all the way across and it ruins your vacation, ruins that day. You've got to take care of it. Have Jeff take care of it so it doesn't become a problem. For a free inspection and analysis, take it down to a master windshield repair specialist, Jeff Wurst. You're not going to be disappointed. Take it down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business.
Okay, for many of you, you know, we love when things are, you know, an institution, such as the Kentucky Derby. And I want to read a little article to you about how some of us just cannot stand when you have something that's tradition and it changes. So this article is out of the New York Times. As Kentucky Derby becomes a bigger business, locals feel left behind. Pat's Steakhouse is an institution that hums to life during the Kentucky Derby as a who's who of horse racing come for dry-aged steaks and kaleidoscope of jockey silks and winning circle photos adorning its walls. Bill Mott, the winning trainer at the Derby last year, is as regular as Shug McGahey, who won it in 2013. They rub elbows with the locals and racetrackers in from around the country. Not this weekend, though, when the Derby happens for the 152nd time, Pat Francis, whose family has owned the steakhouse since 1958, is closing his doors on both Friday and Saturday to protest how Churchill Downs, the racetrack's owner, has transformed what has long been a community event into what he sees as a corporate grab. The decision this year to move the post time for the Kentucky Oaks, a race run on Friday of Derby weekend, to a prime slot at 8:40 p.m. from its usual 6 p.m., start with the final straw amid a string of slights and problems, he said. This late start will dissuade racegoers from traveling across town for dinner or a drink after the race, putting a crimp in what should be the biggest night of the year for restaurants in Louisville, Kentucky. Many racegoers typically arrive at the track in early afternoon and stay for a number of races that occur before the Oaks, making an early dinner unfeasible. They are trying to cut out us in the equation. It's terrible for small business, quote, the only thing I see is greed, quote, unquote. So here again, maybe if there's a lot of the protests, some of these big, like you said, winners are like, where's my favorite steakhouse? What do you mean? They're not closing for good. They're closing out of protest. Like, excuse me, we need to be heard. I get,
well,
they're probably losing fat. I mean, the biggest night
yeah.
that they have of the year. Yeah.
fastest 2 minute in sports. It's going to be tomorrow. And now that since the time has changed, we'll have to check that out. The odds on favorite right now is Renegade, about 5-1 that he's going to win. Now here's the thing. He's a strong horse and won the Arkansas Derby, but he drew the number one pole position, which is a bad position. No Kentucky Derby. Yeah. When we were in it, it was bad. But no Kentucky Derby winner since 1986, starting from number one position. And the reason is, when all the horses launch, and there's 20 of them in this race, and there have, you know, been a couple of scratches, they all race for that first turn, and they're all trying to get position, and he and this horse runs from behind. So the jockey may have to bring this horse all the way to the rear and then start moving. So it's not a good spot for them. Further ado, Commandment, the Puma, Chief Wallaby, are main challengers. And this is, this year's race is considered wide open. There could be sleepers coming in and winning this race. You know, there's been a couple movies about Kentucky Derby winners, that won 50-1, where it was 50-1 odds when they made a movie about it. And the bird. That's what the horse is called. And they used the Kentucky Derby footage at the end of the race where, his jockey had him at the end of the race. I mean, he was running last and then he started moving up and got on the rail and won the race. And the announcer didn't even see him coming to the last, you know, like five lengths of the race. And he said, wait a minute, who's this coming up? Oh, it's, you know, it's the bird or whatever the horse's name was, but it was something like that. And he wins. And it's a great movie. If you get a chance to see it now, it's, you know.
Well, NBC.
There's parts to it, of course, have been dramatized, but it's called 50-1.
Well, NBC has agreed to air the Oaks in prime time for the next 6 years. So they cut a deal, see. And if the other, where you know about the money, they were talking about, that, the colts that compete in the Derby for a $5 million purse, and even better, the potential to earn tens of millions of dollars as a stallion. Churchill Downs is the jackpot business, a publicly held casino and gaming company valued at more than $7 billion, goes into betting over the, you know, over this race. A Louisville native and self-professed man about town had heard of complaints for service bartenders in restaurants about the expected loss of business. So, you know, I feel badly that they have changed. I understand the deal of cutting it so it's in prime time, but I also feel that when, you know, tradition is tradition and maybe they'll move it back. But once you cut a deal like that to have prime time, I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me see what else we have here. May Day protests are coming tomorrow. And it is nationwide U.S. actions with a coordinated no work, no school, no shopping economic boycott. That's going to be really good for all the small businesses.
Who has school on Saturday?
Well, that's what I was looking at. That they said that maybe they're starting today.
Well, it says, you know, thousands of U.S. and globally are in May Day strong protests featuring walkouts, economic boycott. That would be today. No work, no school, no shopping.
There's no strong push for economic disruption.
Wait, tomorrow's May 2nd.
Which is, you know, again, who gets hurt by that?
This is about calling taxing for the rich.
You know, Macy's and Penny's didn't get hurt by that, but the little boutiques here, you know, Dandelion, all this. People up here really don't do that.
Well, the link organizers are May Day Strong Coalition, which includes labor unions, Sunrise Movement, and
teachers unions, and is being funded by a billionaire out of Hong Kong. Much of the money.
Well, which is very interesting because the core message is the billionaire takeover of government.
Yeah.
Was that a billionaire takeover of government just now?
This is the one they're saying, of course, too. It goes back, you know, this is the communist, communist nations. May Day is when they rally, you know, for communism. And there's many communist and socialist groups that are headlining this thing. So,
Well, it didn't start off with May. I mean, what,
yes, it did. That's the way it started.
Well, when you're dancing around the pole.
That's different.
That's, you know, May Day was supposed to be the beginning of something. It's like the beginning of, I'm going to look it up because I know that there's something besides.
A piece of trivia. The May Pole.
Yes.
Is where the adult dancing pole came from.
Oh, come
I'm
on.
I'm not kidding at all. That's what it was based on.
Oh, well.
Well,
not when you're dressed with fairy dresses.
Hooray, hooray for the 1st of May. Pole dancing starts today, and we'll be right back.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine. La, la, la.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Eagle location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Stock Car Boy. Welcome back. All right. Free Fire Radio here. Yeah, Stock Car Boy. Yeah.
We are.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio at Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com.
That's right.
Takes you right to our first, takes you right to our webpage.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I poked my head in there the other day. They're just the most generous, loving. I mean, you know, it's so nice to see. And they have a new jewelry maker in the back, by the way. A guy who's a silversmith that makes incredible designs. They were showing me some of his work. They've known him for years. It's a real family-oriented place. We were going in looking for our granddaughter, who is going to be graduating and going into the FBI. She's in grad school in just a few weeks. She's going to be graduating. And
yeah, she's got her master's.
And I'm so excited for her. So we're looking for a keepsake, and I went in there. And, of course, they've got so many beautiful pieces of jewelry, a lot of estate pieces, and, you know, one-of-a-kind jewelry. And always the work with you, and it's just a lovely feeling. We've been dealing with them since we moved to Reading, actually. They're our jeweler of choice.
Been in business over 30 years.
That's right. And voted best of the North State. That takes a lot. That takes the community, for 4 years. The only full service jewelry store in Reading. That's Four Winds Jewelry. And by the way, tomorrow is Chicks and Chaps, and they donated a beautiful, beautiful, concho belt that is, with turquoise in the middle of each piece. It's really sterling silver. It's absolutely gorgeous. So we'll be donating, or that will be bid on tomorrow to, of course, go towards breast cancer awareness and grants that are going on to stays local. Okay, I'm going to go backward for a minute because I wanted to look into the maypole, of course.
She can't turn the maypole loose.
No, because I want to talk about that. And first of all, it's one word. And it's dancing, maypole dancing is centuries, it's a century-old tradition celebrating spring, fertility, and community, originating from pagan, Celtic, and Roman customs. Originally involving dancing around a living, decorated tree, it evolved into weaving ribbons around a wooden pole, which is what I did, symbolizing nature's renewal, growth, and strengthening of community ties. That is the beauty of it. It used to be, they did it in the school for extracurricular, so it wasn't, it just turned things into ugly things, but this is tradition still in many parts of our world. Anyway.
House voted unanimously to approve the Senate bill to end the 76-day partial government shutdown, sending the bill to President Trump's desk for approval, finally. It bill funds all Department of Homeland Security agencies except for ICE and Border Patrol. They've already been funded. Republicans will now work to supply additional funding to ICE and Border Patrol through the budget reconciliation process, which requires just a simple majority. Okay, and which means now that TSA gets paid. Coast Guard gets paid, all of those, you know. I mean, people are trying to assassinate the president. We're not paying the people. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, according to some of the polls here, President Trump's approval ratings hits new lows.
Yeah, well, also, it depends on who does the polls, but there's still time. Ron's approaching its 60th day. He gets 60 days he can do this. You know, he can wage warfare, but then after 60 days, he has to take it to Congress.
It's the official maypole.
Okay, or we could tell him to go make a sandwich.
One of Deion Sanders' sons told a female reporter, since you brought it up, who is saying that in her opinion, and she's a very senior Cleveland Browns reporter, he didn't agree with her. She said his son that's with the Browns, and she says, it's just not cooking. And so the middle son took offense at this, and he said, well, you know, as far as cooking is, words to this effect, why don't you go make a sandwich? Well, there's probably a lot of things you could have said, except go make a sandwich, because right then, the estrogen level in America rose like 10% when he said that. Hey, today, May 1st, marks the 100th year anniversary since Ford Motor Company became one of the first American companies to officially adopt the 5-day, 40-hour work week for factory workers, a decision that reshaped work-life balance. Initially, people were, you're going to, you know, the hourly workers were thinking, you know, reduce pay. However, his wages of $5 to $6 a day, roughly double the industry average, helped to ease concerns. He redirected Saturday wages to hire thousands more people for Monday through Friday shifts, reducing unemployment. The move also boosted productivity, reduced turnover, strengthened morale, and gave workers more leisure time, some of which they spent by buying and traveling in their new Ford. So, 100 years ago today, Ford Motor Company went to the 5-day, 40-hour work week.
All right, here's another thing in the news. Walmart has opened its third milk processing facility in the United States with more than $350 million investment. The reason I bring this up is because I've heard three people I know that are, you know, under fixed income, they're shopping at Walmart now. This is where they're grocery shopping. And it's set on Wednesday, adding a decade-long effort to bolster its perishable supply chain. The Robinson, Texas-based facility will process and bottle milk across sizes and types for its Great Value and Sam's Club Members Mark private label brands. The facility will create over 400 new jobs, Walmart said. It will supply more than 650 Walmart stores and Sam's Clubs across the South Central U.S., and about 5,200 stores and clubs across the U.S. as well. The company first announced its foray into milk processing in early 2016 at a time when high investments in labor and its e-commerce operations was pressuring margins. They were also trying to keep prices low for consumers amid stiff competition from rivals such as Kroger, whatever. Okay. So anyway, that's interesting. You're going into the milk business.
Well, it's just to make sure that they have milk and they can put it in all their stores. And I wonder if they'll be selling it to other other organizations.
I don't know. In 2024, they announced that they would build five new warehouses equipped with automation technology that can handle temperature-sensitive products like milk, meat, and vegetables and fruit as it worked to speed up deliveries for groceries.
Okay. We're playing a golf tournament in June. The Special Olympics Pro-Am that we go down on a Thursday, you and I.
Which is perfect for me, so I'm happy if I hit the ball.
That's, and it's a scramble and all that. But for people that are golfers out there, Alex, do you play golf?
Long time ago.
Okay. We play it sporadically. If there's a...
Pro's good.
If there is, you know, like a fundraiser or something like that, and we end up going to it. But there's this LIV Golf, which Saudi Arabia dumped millions of dollars in as a competitor against the, you know, the PGA. And they got Nicholson in it. They got several others that went in it who started kind of like trying to get back. But anyway, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund has pulled funding from LIV Golf, which announced new leadership and is in talks with outside investors. PGA Tour says it will consider allowing top golfers to return on a case-by-case basis, but they said Mickelson will not be one of them. Because Mickelson was leading the charge to go over there for this thing. Probably made a lot of money, but now... There's, you know, they may not allow him to play in the PGA. Huh. Who cares? If you're a golfer, I guess you care. We're going to take a break here for the news. The other, you know, one little piece of news is that Reading Fire Department announced that it's extending the residential burn season, citing a wetter than normal spring, cooler temperatures, and favorable fuel moisture levels. They're going to say dooryard burning will remain permitted until further notice, giving residents additional time to complete defensible space and vegetation management, which we need before it goes real hot.
And coming back, let's...
Hopefully, you know, Heather Hadwick's going to give us a call.
Right. And if, I've got a couple stories here. One is, if you decide to ride a big roller coaster, prepare to bring your hiking shoes.
And we'll be right back after the news.
You could be from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Mitch Thomason. The long partial government shutdown is finally over. For more than 70 days, congressional Democrats refused to fund immigration enforcement. Republicans used a procedure called budget reconciliation to get the job done. President Trump signed the bill, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says, here we are.
The net result of passing our reconciliation bill is that ICE and CBP are funded for 3 years. Democrats got absolutely nothing for their political charade and shenanigans out of that.
Giving his GOP colleagues a pat on the back.
In spite of our razor-thin, historically small majority, House Republicans continue to deliver for the American people. You will continue to do that for the remainder of the year, and that is a large reason why we are going to win the midterms so that the grown-ups can stay in charge here.
While gas prices continue to soar, President Trump says once the Iran war is over, they'll come down quickly. And the president says despite its intransigence, the Islamic Republic is anxious to make a deal to bring the conflict to a close. It began as a call to police for help, a domestic dispute.
Body cam from the New York City Police Department records the moment a house explodes early Thursday in Queens. The blast sent several officers flying through the air. A minute later, officers are helping two young children out of the home, and a handful of other people come staggering out of the house. Eight officers with minor injuries and several people who were inside were taken to a hospital. Police were responding to a call of an intoxicated man inside, armed with a knife and the smell of gas. They say he had two garbage bags filled with canisters of an unknown substance. I'm Donna Warder.
Gains on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 122 points, the NASDAQ ahead 213, and the S&P 39 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a moment nobody talks about with weight loss. It's the moment it stops working. The diet that worked before doesn't. Eating less stops moving the scale. That's not random. When your body's under stress, it slows your metabolism. That's why quick fixes eventually fail. At PHC Weight Loss, they focus on restoring your metabolism. And right now, when you call and mention Mike G, you'll get 2 free weeks and they'll pay for the cost of your food. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Hey, John. Why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
It's May Day, always was a big holiday in the old Soviet Union, and it still draws activists to the streets of cities around the globe.
Workers in the Philippines clashed with police near the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Manila, on Friday. They're demanding higher wages following record spikes in fuel and commodity prices and a stop to the fighting in the Middle East. Workers across Taiwan demonstrated in the capital Taipei to press for stronger retirement protections, chanting increased retirement benefits as they marched. In Indonesia's capital Jakarta, workers chanted slogans against the controversial job creation law and rampant corruption. Activists in the U.S. opposing President Donald Trump's policies are also planning marches. I'm Karen Schemmer.
Iran's 90 million people have been cut off from the global internet for most of the year, one of the world's longest and strictest national shutdowns. News and analysis at townhall.com. Amtrak is considering allowing people to store guns in lockboxes on most of its trains.
Critics say that would weaken security measures that instead should be strengthened in light of the shooting at last weekend's White House Correspondents Association dinner. Amtrak hasn't abandoned the proposed plan despite Saturday's attack at the Washington, D.C. event. They say the Trump administration started pushing for Amtrak to make the change months ago. Authorities say a California man traveled by rail across the country with his guns intent on killing President Trump and other administration officials. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Onion's plan to transform Alex Jones' InfoWars platforms into parody sites are in limbo again. New legal filings by Jones led a Texas appeals court to pause a proposed deal that would give the satirical news outlet control over InfoWars as it faces liquidation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bott. Today, Friday, the 1st of May, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
And I hope all is well with you today.
Yes. We didn't do the national days, but that's okay. But it is National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend.
Okay.
A proclamation by President Trump.
Okay. And God bless our firefighters and our law enforcement. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. Looks like it's currently 61 degrees, which feels kind of chilly, but it's beautiful. I know I'm in short sleeves. Our temperatures will be today. We're going to go up to like 84 will be our high. Mostly sunny, partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 59. Over the weekend, Saturday, tomorrow will be around 80 degrees, mostly sunny with our overnight lows of around 56. Sunday's calling for showers with a high of around 74. Sunday night, overnight lows of 55. And then Monday, chance of rain, and Tuesday, partly sunny. So we do have thunderstorms that could be happening on Sunday night before 8 p.m. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family, three generations strong, a veteran-owned business where they always give seniors and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And on the line is Assemblywoman Heather Hedwig. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you guys?
So glad to have you on today.
It's Friday. It's May 1st. It's, the rodeo season, which has already, jumped on us already with the Red Bluff Roundup, is quickly approaching us here in Redding. So it's a good day. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in Sacramento, but getting ready to leave for the district. So always better when I can get out of the city and get back into God's country.
How many miles, approximately, how many miles a year do you drive?
Last year it was almost 54,000.
Oh.
Crazy, right?
You know, for some reason, I would think at least that much, maybe more. Because, we had... Congressman, Huffman, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had him on, and that was one of the questions that, how are you going to cover all this land? Mm-hmm. And he said he was going to be busy, and I'm thinking, this is the largest district, 700 square miles or more, something like that. I don't know how many miles, but it takes you 3 days to drive through it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's so different for my colleagues. Most of my colleagues are urban, so their district is like 45 minutes or an hour across. And mine, I think corner to corner is almost, it's like 9.5, 10 hours.
Yeah.
So, because we have mountains too. It makes everything a little bit harder.
A little bit harder. And especially when you get into the winter months like that.
Yes.
Well,
I'm sure
that EV is taking you across the country.
So. I know. I had a bunch of people ask me about that, and I'm like, I'd have to stop just to get home. Like, I think that would just annoy me.
Yeah. One of my friends works for one of the counties, not Shasta, and they were back pushing back on the order to have all California county and city vehicles be EVs by, what is it, 2035, something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And
some of the deadlines, I think, were 2030.
Yeah, and they're pushing back on it because there's no technology that can do that. And, mm-hmm. They've got big trucks, and and none of them can do the jobs that they have to do. Are you hearing anything back in Sacramento about people rethinking this?
So they are trying to do a carve out right now because they made all these goals, and we don't even have, like, companies aren't even making some of these, like, especially like utility trucks, the cherry picker trucks, a snow cat. Like, you can't get an electric snow cat. This is never going to happen. Right. And that's not where you want to die. You know, you want your battery to die on top of a mountain. But so they are doing some carve-outs. They have some bills going through it. So we should be good for most of those utility truck types. But even trying to get a percentage of your fleet electric right now is hard. I mean, it's expensive, and our counties are already struggling. Our cities are already struggling. So I think they're realizing that maybe they put the cart before the horse a little bit on this, and we're not there. They're making goals to things we're just not ready for yet.
Yeah. We're not. We don't have the infrastructure for it. We don't, you know, the technology's not there. I mean, there's no way I can pull a two-horse trailer or three-horse trailer with horses in them and get anywhere. And because when we get there, you're in the middle of the Warner Mountains, and there's no place to charge your vehicles up there. I understand about, in a way, I understand what they're doing. I understand what they're doing, but you can't just make arbitrary dates. And I was hope, and it sounds like they're seeing that down there.
Yeah, well, and you have to have the demand, right? Like, we can't force companies to make all these electric vehicles and force people to buy them. I think they were trying to push the demand, but it didn't work. Obviously, the people don't want them, most people that want an EV have one by now, you know? And that's a very small percentage of who's actually on the road, so.
Go on. I'm sorry.
And once again, it's the state making a decision for everybody when they don't understand rural living, right? Like, we just can't have that in a lot of the places where we live.
We're looking at a hybrid for our next car. And, you know, we're going to be using, it's going to have gas in it, you know, for those things. But if we're running around town, it's, you know, I have a friend that's, I think he spent $60 on gas last year because he just drives his car around Redding and maybe to Anderson, you know, something like that, Red Bluff. But and that works for people. So good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that they are looking at that.
I had a hybrid and I loved it. And I actually just had to buy a car because I put 170,000 miles on my car since I started campaigning. So
You should have bought a diesel truck.
Diesel's almost $9 where I live.
Man.
It's crazy. My husband drives a diesel truck, and we're a couple miles outside of town, and I'm like, maybe you should ride your bike. Like, maybe we should go green for a little while. But he did not appreciate that.
Well, I found myself driving Linda's car. For things, and, you know, going to stores and stuff like that. You know, we take her
car.
So, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, can we talk about some of the things that are going on down in Sacramento?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us.
And we're here with Heather Adwick, our assemblywoman, 1st District. And we'll take a quick break. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people in our community since 1993 when they started their company. That's right, 1993. And what has it been? 5-6 years, the insurance, the fires, the economy has just been going in weird, weird circles and ways. And if you're looking for, you know, you've got your insurance, but gosh, are you paying too much or you can't get the insurance? Why don't you give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. Whether it's insurance or a second opinion on your investments, it's free. It's a free review and evaluation. And, you know, we do business with Judy and we're real happy with our insurance. give her a call, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And we'll be right back with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Francisca has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back. Because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Fight with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees. Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top charters.
Reserve tickets today at windriver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heartbreaking rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Bicycle. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBoth, our guest today is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. But Heather, before we get to our question, we're going to give away two tickets to Glowing Wild, which opens tonight at Turtle Bay. And it is an extraordinary light show. We went two nights ago. And
it is pretty phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
Not just pretty, it's like the best one yet. It goes from 7 to 10, and we're getting a call. And this goes till June 28th, so these are good. You may want to save these for like a birthday or a special occasion, or just get out there. And tickets are reasonable, so if you go once and you decide, you know, I'm going to become a member, members get their tickets $5 less on anything. It's a family membership that you can get for just, I think it's a little over $100.
$120.
For two adults and four children. So,
yeah, for the whole year.
Yeah. That doesn't include the entrance to the park, but you get discounted tickets throughout the year.
For Glowing Wall.
So we're going to take the caller, and Alex will be standing by with our winner. We'll announce you in a moment.
It's already been won.
We were members for years when my kids were little. It also gets you into all kinds of other museums in the West.
Yeah, they've got reciprocal agreements
with
a lot of other museums that get you in free. Okay, we're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, and what's going on? What's the big news? Are the Democrats getting a little worried the fact that you've got two Republicans polling real well?
Yes, definitely. It's interesting to watch because they're very, very divided right now. There's no agreement on the candidates on the other side. So, I'm very curious to see. And then all the polls seem to be different. So, depends on who's running them too, you know, how they might be swayed. But, I'm really excited. I had endorsed Sheriff Bianco long before anybody else had even gotten into the race, but I had known him before he decided to jump in this race. But I really think like having management experience would be huge for that role, because I think that's something that's just we've had a lot of politicians, we haven't had good managers, and we definitely need to go in there and get some people in shape and units and programs and departments and go in there and just kind of clean house. So
looks like the Dems are trying to rally behind Bacara.
They're about. I would say some still want Steyer. A lot of them, I think, follow the money, like whoever has the most money. But I feel like voters are kind of over it. Like they're not just going for who sends the most mail and who, you know, who has the most commercials anymore. They want to see change on both sides of the aisle. You know, I think people are just sick of it. They know that they can't afford to live here, and they want somebody to do something about it. So I don't know. I'm excited. I think. You know, the Republican candidates are really working hard. They're on the road constantly, and just trying to meet everybody they can and get the word out. And so I'm hopeful. We need people to show up. That is going to be, like, we need them to show up and vote, because that's going to make or break us this year.
You know, the thing that always surprises me is the, you know, people that identify as Christians and you know, they're middle of the road or slightly conservative or something. The number of those that don't show up every year, even though they've got strong feelings, but many times they don't vote.
Yeah. I was shocked. That was actually one of the things that some of my colleagues gave me a heads up about, is that they said, as you're campaigning, you'll be shocked at how many people don't vote. And it was. I've always been a believer that I can't complain if I'm not going to vote and put my voice out there, you know, or be willing to jump in and help if I need to be. I wouldn't have thought it would be up here, but that even one vote matters. I mean, we had some elections last term for assembly that they won by less than 500 votes, less than 100 votes, and won the whole seat, you know. So we have some really tight races. We have five targets this year that we're trying to protect, that are in very what we call purple districts. You know, they could flip flop either way, and so we're all helping them out and rallying around them, and then we have two that we're hoping to gain. So we'll see. We're going to chip away at that super minority every seat we can.
Well, this has been going on a long time, and you would think if people are unhappy that they'd want change.
Yeah.
Because they are unhappy.
Hopefully.
Yep. When it comes to voting, they vote for the person that's put them there.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the Democrats are more united than us. They really are.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's something we gotta work on, because they unite better, they stick together better, and that helps them win more. So I think that's something we're trying to work on as well, and just get out there and make sure we have strong candidates too that will keep people voting for them.
So the you're just your gut reaction to the new district in that election that's going to be coming up, Hoffman, and I'm not. He's running against another Marin County person, a lady that's been on. I'm missing her name.
Nicolette
was on our show.
Nick Neiman. Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And it was. I mean, she's from Marin County, but she's got a lot different mindset than Hoffman does. However, she still got that Marin County some of her thoughts, but
yeah.
She is a viable opponent to Hoffman. Do you think this is going to be a walkover?
I don't think so. I think she's going to give him a run for her money, for his money. You know, I think she's a good candidate. She comes from ranching. You know, has an ag background. That's very important in that district. And she's very approachable and real. And she's getting out there. She's been all over the place. I haven't got to meet her yet, but I've heard really good things about her.
Well, we had Hoffman on, and he comes across as a likable guy. From what I understand, however, he is hard left in so many things. This next time we have him on, I'm gonna ask him things about, the Second Amendment, borders, and other things, so that he can illuminate us with how he feels about those. And I asked him, how do you represent such a diverse constituency?
Mm-hmm.
And his answer was, and I've heard him say it in another engagement there, that trying to get to the middle, where people can, on both sides can have something from that. But I'm not sure you can do that in today's political world.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's been his history. I actually listened to that episode when you had Huffman on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's been historically been his, political view. I don't know that they're in the middle, but there's a handful of things that are very, very important to the North State, the Second Amendment being one of them, forestry and wolves and, affordability. And those things he's pretty strongly leaning left on. And so I don't know. We'll see. But I think Nicolette's a little more real and realistic about that, but I haven't publicly endorsed anybody, but we'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, a lot of people running this thing. Okay. The wolf thing. Somebody sent me another mini documentary on wolves. I just saw one on YouTube in Washington State in the battle they're having up there. And they are just like we are. They're getting. I mean, they are under attack from the wolf problem. Has there been any movement at all from Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife and the powers to be?
There has. I've had a lot of meetings the last couple weeks, even about wolves. Yesterday, I met with the Canadian Prime Minister of Agriculture and talked about wolves. I had a meeting with the new director, Megan, and the Secretary of Natural Resources, Wade Crowfoot, last Friday. I think it was Friday. And there is some movement. They're working on an MOU right now with all the sheriff's offices to let them do non-lethal hazing, which is a huge step in the right direction. Still not quite enough. It's definitely a step, but until the ranchers can do that themselves, it's going to be very hard for a deputy to be in the right place at the right time.
Well,
especially with as stretched thin as our...
They're already stretched beyond,
yeah,
and now they're going to be out chasing wolves.
So they are backing it with some funding, and they're trying to help out in that area. But they it's been very interesting to see kind of how it progresses. It progresses entirely too slow for me and for every rancher, I'm sure, in California. But they are slowly getting there. We had a very direct conversation about like what people need, like that we need a checklist. Like, what do you want the ranchers to do before we can talk about a depredation permit, you know, and what's going through your head when we're deciding that, you know, when is it time? Because people really want just a number, you know, but I get that they have to pay, they have to play the politics in it too. But if it isn't just a number, then what is it? You know, is it, and we went over a bunch of stuff. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of ranch by ranch because the scenery is different in every one. It's pack by pack because each pack's a little bit different. The public safety risk, you know, how close are they to schools, children, the home, that kind of thing. The number of kills is definitely taken into effect, you know, if they're habituated already. And then what that's going to look like, you know, whether that's a task force there or, you know, what that looks like. It's definitely not as fast as we would want. Siskiyou County is just getting hammered right now. And we're just, you know, we just started calving. So we're going to have more and more cows on the ranges up there, and we're going to hear more and more. Right now we're seeing that the new young pups are cleaning everything out so much that it's hard to prove that it was a wolf kill. So, and they're not finding the remains as much.
Soon enough. One last question before we have to take our break. Are you surprised that ranchers haven't taken matters in their own hands?
I am pleasantly surprised, yes, but also like proud that they're trying to do this the right way. You know, mm-hmm. like we know we have to live with wildlife. We want to live with wildlife to some extent, but we have to be able to protect our livelihood. And I think that's where, you know, the animal groups that blame us for everything, they don't understand that. Like, we've lived with bears and mountain lions forever, but they don't come in and eat our paycheck, you know? And if this was turned around and this was a city and somebody was coming in and robbing your house and taking things from your house every night and you were told just to deal with it, I don't think this would be the same conversation, you know? And that's pretty much what the urban people are doing to our ranchers. You know, this is their livelihood.
Sure.
And it's scary. It's, you know, if you had, I mean, I can't imagine the fear if my kids were little. You know, my kid's 6'11", so I don't worry about him too much when he goes out to irrigate or something, you know.
I'd worry about feeding him.
That I do, yeah. The Costco run every week is killing me right now. But, you know, with little kids, I mean, I got sent a picture of these two little kids watching their dad wrap up a carcass, you know, one morning, and that's their norm right now. And we're traumatizing the next generation of ranchers that are probably not going to want to have anything to do with it. And then what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, we already have the smallest cattle herd we've had in like 75 years.
Yeah, since the 50s.
Headed for a global cattle shortage, and yet here we are struggling, and we're protecting wolves that are have a much higher survival rate now and are thriving on eating on somebody else's dime.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or Subway, if that's what you remember, founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967, when I moved here to Redding, to be close to Linda, in 2007, I found them. And they've been my barbershop ever since. Never had a bad haircut there. I can make appointments so it works on my schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478 or using Booksy. Use Booksy and put in Cypress Square Barbershop and set up your date and time. It sends you an email confirming it, and it will remind you that day that you have a haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a damn good barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey, Glock Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And welcome back, to our morning show here on Friday, our final edition here of this week. But it is the beginning of May, May Day here on KCNR. You're going to make it a beautiful day. And congratulations, Brian. You won the two tickets to Glowing Wild.
So no, Brian won. Brian. Brian won?
Alex?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool. Good, Brian.
Okay.
All right. No, I was just surprised. I don't know why.
I don't know why. So
I'll be okay.
On the phone.
I'm duh.
I don't know.
I don't know. You know, it's Friday.
Let that coffee kick in, buddy.
Every so often, the brain just goes. My brain goes on a walkabout.
Brian.
It goes on a walkabout.
You need to go dance around the maypole.
Yeah, yes. I need to dance around the maypole. See, it happens.
We needed a chuckle. What's like, what?
Yes.
Who?
Who? Knock, knock. It makes me. It happens to all of us. It makes me feel better. It's been a long week.
Yeah. Hey, Heather, AB 495.
Yes.
This bill, and it's been brought up lately, the one the California Family Council is really against, and it's it went along party lines, and what it says is you do not have to be a parent to authorize medical. They can sign out kids, and the parents don't have to have they don't have to have a signature on this. So it sounds like people can come in for it, and just make decisions that aren't even in the family. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, it's a scary one. I voted no on it. There's a lot of myths going around that I didn't, but I voted no on it.
Because that's what's being said, is that there's no vote recorded.
No, so the first time it came through, there was no opposition. It was a different bill. There was a lot of changes. There was no opposition. It was going to be on consent at one point, and I was one of the people that pulled it off of consent. So, because I thought it was fishy, and usually those fishy bills that we already have a thing in place for this, it's called a caregiver affidavit. I actually, because of my bonus daughter, I know this because I filled it out for her. She came to live with us her junior year of high school. Her parents knew where she was. They're not in the picture to come sign, or do anything. And so I went in, signed this stuff, and then I could get her school stuff or sign her out or whatever. It's meant for those kids that are falling through the system. And is it abused? I'm sure it is in some places. That's one of the beauties of living in a small town, that it doesn't get abused there just because we know everybody. But that bill was a messaging bill. They did it with they were concerned about ICE coming in and deporting people, and then they wanted parents or family members to be able to immediately do that. So I voted no on it when it came back on the floor, and there was actually a lot of Republicans that voted for it on the first time it came through. It was a different bill then, but there's lots of rumors, but campaigns.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring it up, so give you a chance to answer that question. We are here in California. I'm watching businesses that have been around a long time close their doors. There's other businesses starting. God bless entrepreneurs. But they, the cost of, in the case this was a restaurant, cost of food, getting the food. But the other thing they said was the amount of money they have to pay to the state of California. Is there anything down there, with the price of gas being the way it is and all that? You're paying $9 up in Alturas, you said, suspending the gas tax?
We talk about it on our side all the time. They're talking about adding mileage tax to it, and trying to do a study to get that through so they can get more money, because they don't think they have enough money for roads. There's a huge disconnect, with a lot of my colleagues of how people pay their bills. And I don't think they live in a realistic world. I think a lot of them are, well-to-do, grew up that way, have never had to worry or struggle or, go get a second job to be able to pay their rent, that kind of thing. And that's really showing right now. And we're headed into some of the worst fiscal years we've ever had, and yet they're still presenting bills that are going to cost so much money, and they're for things that aren't going to immediately help families survive, help people, help our seniors survive. It's stuff that's going to make our insurance higher, it's going to make our electricity higher, they want to raise taxes because they think the solution is that we just need more money. And that's not the solution. We need to cut a lot of things that are not important, as important to every Californian. We're paying for a lot of things that we shouldn't be paying for.
Well, this billionaire tax that made it onto the ballot, I almost feel like supporting that, even though I think it's another one of those stupid ideas, only because if it, maybe things have to get so bad that people just say, we've got to, there'll be a sea change and who represents us. I mean, is it going to take that? Is it going to take it being so bad that people just say we can't, that the state's imploding?
I don't know. I would have thought this is the so bad, right? Like, every time I think this is rock bottom, people are going to revolt. Like, they've got to be mad when gas goes over $5 a gallon or $6 a gallon, you know, or their power goes up another 25% or,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, they're paying $4 a gallon for milk and, you know, but even when, like, or $12 a gallon, $12 for a dozen eggs or whatever it was.
Yeah, back during the year,
you know? Yeah. Yeah. Like, but people seem to just, they're still going with it and they're still, you know, they're still voting the same way. And it baffles me. I don't understand it. But I think that's where, like, we have to do a better job as representatives too and explain how important that vote is and how if we had seven more people in the Republican caucus, they would need us that much more. Like, we wouldn't be the super minority and we could get a lot more accomplished, but
yeah, because they would need your votes.
Yeah, yeah. So it just, you know, this is why we need balance. You know, why our forefathers drew up the Constitution the way they did and set up the government the way they did, because we need some balance. When you're out of balance, we everybody loses.
Okay, we're here with Assemblywoman Heather Adwick. We're going to take our last break, and we're going to come back and ask her things that she sees coming down the pike here that's going to be good, if there is any, for the North State. We'll be right back.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RiddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RiddingRodeo.com.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor, standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part. I
always feel like somebody's watching me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBot. Correction, Bill, you won the tickets to Glowing Wild. Wouldn't Brian? Brian won the day before, and you can only win them once. So, Bill, your tickets are down here, and you can use them anytime. Glowing Wild, starting today all the way through June 28th. I think there's 7 days that you can't use them for whatever reasons. And they're on the back of the ticket, but any other time, these are golden tickets. And we're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, who represents the 1st District. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, so now it's time for good news.
I know. I was going to warn you about more stuff coming. This is like our, so all the bills that cost money had to come through committee by last Friday. So, so now it's our kill bill time, you know, that we're trying to get rid of those bills that are going to be awful. And there's quite a few of them. There's some really bad, agriculture ones. They want to increase minimum wage on farm workers. That's going to be really detrimental. We've seen what it's done to fast food. And it's
18,000 jobs.
Yeah. So, and our farmers are already barely scraping by. Like, it's bad. There's another one about water that, we're hoping it dies in appropriations, but it's, that the farmers would not be adding any additional nitrates to the soil by 2035. And it's very complicated the way it's written, you know, very scientific, but it's also, we don't even have the science to test for the things that they want in that bill. It will shut down almost every farmer in the state, which is our biggest industry. So there's really an attack on ag this year that we're really trying to get the word out about. And then there's a ballot initiative that would be critical for healthcare to get stopped. It doesn't have a number yet, but it's tricking the voters into saying it's about health clinics and the way they categorize their funding and their expenses. It's tricking the voters by saying that CEOs are making too much money. But it's really about unionizing all health clinic workers. There was a bill last year, and I was able to get it killed. It would have shut down every health clinic in our district. And we all know how long we already wait for appointments. And, you know, that'll overrun our hospitals. It'll overrun our border hospitals in our other states. It will cripple our health care. So when that comes out, we really listen to the language, because they can write whatever they want in a ballot initiative, and then there's an opposition always too, but make sure you do your research, because they try to trick you on purpose. So we want to make sure
voters know. And it's worked before too. The safe streets, safe streets and schools, and turned out that, you know, that we had to take another initiative years later to correct that. mistake.
It's so wrong. I hate it. It's so wrong. But so there's lots that we're trying to shut down before they make it any farther, you know. Grizzly bears, of course. I've been fighting that since day one. But it's there's, let's see, good news. I still have 11 bills alive that are going to help our district tremendously. So that's good news.
What's the biggest one, you think?
Oh, I don't know. I think they're all so important to someone. They were all ideas from the district. So, I think one that'll be like an immediate help with cash flows for our counties and cities. It actually came from Shasta County Auditor. Mm-hmm. Is our state controlled mandates. Basically, if a state owes the city or county money, and they send you a bill for something for a unfunded mandate or mandate, then you can use that money to credit your account.
Oh, okay. We'll just substitute what you owe us.
Yeah. Yeah, you send me a bill for $1.8 million and you owe me $2.8 million. Why am I sending you cash when you can just pay that out of the money you owe me? In the end, it'll actually save some staff time and stuff too, but Shasta County got an audit from like 1979 and the state sent them a bill and they owe them more money than the bill and they're asking for this money 50 years later, which is insane to me. But this is our state in action, you know, very frustrating. But and then we have a youth hunting apprenticeship program bill that I'm very excited about that adults, you know, dad, mom, brother, uncle, grandpa, whatever, could transfer a ticket to a youth hunter if your kid didn't get drawn, or grandkid or nephew or whatever. Every other state has an apprentice program like that, so we're really excited about that. We have a CCW one to be able to carry your CCW while you're bow hunting and for deer. That is the only big game you're not allowed to do that with, which is ridiculous, especially in these times with our predators and, you know, illegal marijuana grows and the woods aren't safe like they used to be. So, that one we're excited about. We have a vape recycling one for schools that also goes after the distributors that are selling illegal vapes. 90% of vapes sold are from China and illicit and not FDA approved. We have no idea what's in them. And they're being sold in all these stores because it's a $500 fine and they don't care. They make $500 in half an hour, you know. But this one goes after the distributor and it's $50,000 per infraction. And then that goes for prevention and education and enforcement. So, gives some incentive for our law enforcement. It also bans deceptive vapes, like the ones that are sneaky, like they look like USBs or key fobs or hoodie strings, that kind of thing.
That sounds like that could be a bipartisan thing.
It is, yeah. I have bipartisan. I try to get a Democrat on every bill I write because that's more my strategy, right? The more I have on it, the better the odds are that it gets signed. I actually found out I got number four out of the entire legislature for the most bipartisan bills, which is crazy. But that, to me, just seems like the smart way to do it, right? Like, I need 21 of them to vote with me every time.
Hey, Heather, we're running out of time here. Do you have any events down here in Reading or the area? I think there's one tonight.
There's one tonight, I do. There's a forum tonight that the League of Women Voters are putting on at the Riverfront Theater. And then I'm speaking at the Simpson graduation. I'm the keynote for that in the morning, and Saturday morning, and then driving up to Siskiyou County to do another forum and go to another dinner, and, you know, it's that time of year. I'm on the road.
And by the way, if you want to go down tonight, you're going to have Heather and her two people that are running against her are going to be there. Mm-hmm. But it's a small venue, my friends, so get there early. And what time does that start?
I think it's at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, but anyway, get there early because it is kind of a small venue, maybe 100 people. So, anyway, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely, thanks for having me. We'll talk to you next month, or hopefully see you before that.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody, it's going to be a nice weekend. Have a good time this weekend. Be careful out there. On Monday, Enjoy Magazine joins us for what's going on in the North State, and a bunch of a number of different guests next week, but including Reading Police Department and more. Have a great weekend. Be careful, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.